Zagdal to Rebbe, what's pshat? He explains the Gemara. Sho inyan bitul b'metzias hanal. This departing of their soul from their body actually represents this type of bitul b'metzias, the self-nullification spoken of previously. By Matan Torah, for the first time, the Jewish people, every single Jew, experienced his or her own nothingness. For the first time, they defined themselves experientially in these terms. So the natural result was Parcha Nishmasim, they ceased to exist. The Avos continued to exist in their bodies as a Merkava. As mentioned, even when they were sleeping, because it permeated their conscious and their subconscious and their sub-subconscious and so forth. It was only the definition of self.
Did this also happen to Moshe, that he also died and was resurrected?
That's a good question. Did it also happen to Moshe Parcha Nishmasa? In Likutei Torah Bamidbar, the Alter Rebbe Sefer HaChumash, it seems, and apparently when you learn the Tanya, it would seem that to Moshe didn't happen. Because Moshe's experience of this Yichud was a perpetual experience. Umei Ein Zeh happened by Maamad Har Sinai. What was the difference between Moshe and the Yidden? We, all of us, have a certain context which defines our existence. We all have a certain context in which we operate. Part of that context is granting our identity's existence and the world existence. When the doors of perception were cleansed for one brief moment in history, and reality was perceived for what it truly is, nothingness, the context that defined their existence was shattered. So they ceased to be. Their life, like our life, has a definition. We operate within certain definitions, certain givens. When that definition of their life was destroyed, because a new level of perception was introduced, their lives went together with that. So from this discourse in Lukatari, it would seem that Moshe did not experience it. Based on this, the Rebbe writes, however, that it would be difficult to conclude this way, because Matan Torah was the deepest revelation about Matan Torah. It says, Ponim beponim dibur Hashem imachem, face to face, which is deeper than the usual Shechina medaberes metarik reinei, and is even usual than the regular Merkava. Which means Matan Torah was even, you see, there are levels in Yichud Eloah itself. As the Alter Rebbe emphasized, there are Nevi'im, and there are the Avos, and there are Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are Nevi'im themselves, there are many levels. And Matan Torah was a much deeper level, which even for Moshe Rabbeinu caused a Parcha Nishmasim. But nevertheless, what the Jews experienced by Matan Torah was only a Me'ein, a glimmer of what Moshe experienced Wednesday morning by breakfast. Because it's Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that even Moshe Mechitzel Atzmai, Aaron Mechitzel Atzmai. So a Me'ein of this, so the Jewish people, what we could learn about, they experienced it actually. Experientially, they became attuned with this level of reality, which is the true definition of reality. One second. This is Yichud Eloah, the higher level we discussed before, Shema Yisrael. Any other definition of reality, as mentioned last week before, comes from a cover-up. In the cover-up itself, there are myriads of levels. There are myriads of cover-ups. All of the tzimtzumim, beginning from the first tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is a cover-up. It's a necessary cover-up. True. The first cover-up is that which creates the perception of Yichud HaTata. And that's the cover-up which allows the recipient to experience the divine energy that creates him as having been emitted from the speaker. So it's not in the presence of the intimacy of the speaker, so it assumes a name, it assumes an identity. This is Yichud HaTata, it doesn't allow you to experience yourself egotistical. And we discussed exactly the definition of Yichud HaTata in the beginning of Lamed Gimel and in Chaf and Chaf and in Perek Chaf at length. How the world has no reality independent of the speech that gives it existence constantly. But there is a speech that gives it existence. That's cover up A. Cover up B, in that itself, in cover up A, there are many levels. Cover up B is that the speech is covered. Not just that the speaker is concealed, but that the speech becomes concealed. And here it's not Yichud anymore. The speech is concealed. You perceive the world as independent, as not having and being subservient constantly to a speech that's giving it its vitality and existence. The world is a world. This is our natural perception of the world. No Yichud at all. In fact, we can live a life and deny the reality of the Creator. Totally deny it. Even though that if you are in tune with what is happening, the world has no ego whatsoever. There's no true sense of I. But that's already a cover-up. So that's cover-up B. And in cover-up B, there are myriads of levels. And each level produced another philosophy of all the philosophies that reigned and reign in our civilization, which all come from the Tzimtzum. Every level of Tzimtzum produces another philosophy of what reality is and what life is all about. At Matan Torah, for a moment, all the Tzimtzumim were breached. All the levels of perception were cleansed. And the heavens and the galaxies and the minerals and inanimate matter and everything in the world for a moment became translucent. And became transparent. And reflected reality without any cover-up. And reality without any cover-up is that kula kamei kiloi chashiv mamish. But for people who are living and perceiving themselves in a different context a moment before, this revelation could not coexist with them living. So parcha neshmasa. Zog da Alter Rebbe. V'lachein, therefore... Because of this, because of what? Because they were unable to live with this feeling of self-surrender before Hashem, only to die with this feeling. You can't live. You could die, you can't live with it. They couldn't live with it. So Lachain, therefore, miyad, immediately, Amar Lahem Hashem told them, he commanded them, Lasis Lay Mishkan, to erect for him a sanctuary. Ubay Kache HaKadoshim, in which there would be the Holy of Holies, wherein his presence would dwell. What do we mean his presence would dwell there? This means that there his unity would be revealed, as will be explained further in next chapter. That is the meaning of his Shechina dwells there. That his unity is expressed there. That is what Hashem told them to erect, following the experience of Matan Torah with Parcha Neshmasa. Since they cannot contain this in their space, this shattered their existence, so Hashem told them to create a space where this perception of reality, as is, where reality is in sync with what it really is, should be Kodesh HaKadoshim HaMishkan. True, they will not live with it in their own space and their own personality constantly, but there will be one space in the world, one space in their life, where this level, where this perception of truth will be revealed, where the Shekhinah will dwell. What does it mean the Shekhinah will dwell? That's what he explained. What does it mean? The Shekhinah can dwell anywhere. Les asar panim ineh. Tuning over the tape. Yichud Elah, Yichud Tata, what is it? The Avos could sleep. It's not a stereo to Yichud Elah. It's what's the definition of sleep. It's what's the definition of a tape recorder. No, I was thinking. You understand? That's the Avos ate. Noel Malchim came. Avram prepared a heavy course meal. Chveis, a 3, 4, 5 course meal. It's what's the definition of life. The Isis are there in their source. They don't have a definition of their own. It's important to understand. Yichud Elah doesn't mean the world is an illusion. It doesn't mean you're an ascetic. It's redefining the world. It's a heavy definition. I mean, it's a heavy definition of reality. So what does it mean, Hashras Hashchina? I said this so that the fact that he turned over the tape is not a contradiction to what Alter Rebbe is saying in this perek. So what's the definition of Hashras Hashchina? Ein makim b'lei Shechina. Furthermore, the Shechina sustains everything. Definition is a difference between Hislapshus Hashchina and Hashras Hashchina. It's a difference that the Rebbe discusses in the Geras HaKadosh Siman Chafei. Enclothement of the Shechina and indwelling of the Shechina. Hislapshus HaShechina is the Shechina is present everywhere. It gives sustenance to every single thing. There's no object, element, iota of the universe that exists without the Shechina. Hashras HaShechina means the Shechina is expressed there. The thing in which it dwells becomes expressive of the truth of the Shechina. Which means, Hashras HaShechina means that in that space, reality is perceived from the point of view of Shechina. What is reality? Yichud Yisbarach Amiti. This is Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was Kodesh HaKadoshim? In Kodesh HaKadoshim, space and spacelessness converged into one. V'zak de Gemara in Yom HaChafalov, Makim Ma'aren Einei Min Hamidah. The space of the Aren was spaceless. The definition of space in Kodesh HaKadoshim was spacelessness. That was his definition. That was Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's with us? Now comes the next question. This is the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh HaKadoshim, one space where this is expressed. What's with us? Are we destined to live and perpetuate a tragedy where our lives are devoid of the truth of life? Zagdal Tereba Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when the temple was destroyed, Ein lahakadosh baruch hu b'ilamai, Mishkan u'machin l'shiftai, Hashem does not have in his world a sanctuary and dwelling, a sanctuary and dwelling for his presence. And he explains, Hu yichud yisbarach. What does it mean he doesn't have in his world a sanctuary for his dwelling? He doesn't have where to sleep at night. He doesn't have where to be. What does it mean? So the Alter Rebbe explains, Hu yichud yisbarach, a place where he can be naturally, where the true nature of things is expressed, a place where his unity is revealed. Ella arba amas shel halacha. For this he only has the 4 cubits of halacha. The Gemara says in Brachas Dav Chasam and Aleph, Reb Chiya Barami said in the name of Ula that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem does not have in his world only the 4 cubits of halacha. And Abaya said that in the beginning he used to learn in his home and daven and shul. But when he heard this statement, Mishacharev Beis Hamikdash, etc., so Abaye continues in Gemara, he already doesn't daven in the he davens only in the place where he learns. Lo yhave matzlina lehecha digarsina. Because ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu be'olam el dalad amas shalacha b'levat. And Alter Rebbe explains what are the dalad amas shalacha, the four cubits of our lacha are. Shahur itzayin yizbarich v'chachmasa yamalu bashrim ba'halachis haruchis lefaneinu. These are the will and the wisdom of Hashem that are embodied in the halachis set out before us. So where is Hashem's space? Where is Hashem's unity revealed? Where is the truth of reality expressed in the four cubits of halacha? Not just because Torah is the one that provides us with this vision of reality. And a life of Torah is consistent with this vision of reality. Living a life of Torah means living a life attuned with this reality. This is what Hashem wants, a life of Torah. So it's being attuned with the true nature of reality, which is Hashem. Much more than that, halacha, dalet amas shahalacha. Halacha, Torah, is Hashem's intimate, essential will and wisdom. A reisev, a kuchabrichu, kul echad, as he discussed in chapter 4 and in chapter 23 at length. So Hashem is there without any concealments, without any cover-up. The world, for example, was also created by Hashem. But in the world, Hashem is expressed with myriads of cover-ups and concealments and partitions and so forth. In the space of Torah, the Dalet Amas, the reason we say Dalet Amas is because, commentators explain, that's the place of a human being learning the halacha. So the Dalet Amas of the human being learning Torah. In Chassidus, it's explained that the Dalet Amas correspond to the Tetragrammaton, to the four levels of Shem Havaya, of Hashem's essential identity. But in any, in that space of halacha, and the human being learning halacha, there Hashem's unity comes to the fore. That's the space where Hashem dwells and reality is defined based on its true terms. Because halacha is Hashem's intimate will, Hashem's essential wisdom, undiluted, unconcealed, in any form or fashion. That is the expression of Hashem Himself. So when a Jew enters into the Arba Amos Shel Halacha, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The reality comes back to what it truly is. It's restored to itself. They are the space in the world that are from the pre-Tzimtzum reality. From the pre-Tzimtzum reality, not the post-Tzimtzum reality. If you remember, the Alter Rebbe discussed this at length in chapter 23. That's the real definition of Torah. So when a Jew learns Torah, when a Jew occupies his mind and saturates his soul with Torah, Torah is the literature, halachis, haruchis, lefaneinu, that is his ratzin and his chachma. So in Torah, there's total achdus Hashem. In Torah, there is total achdus Hashem, unity of Hashem. I don't remember Gedenknusht, an abbreviation Gedenknusht. And here I want to share something interesting with you. They say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that he interpreted this statement homiletically. You ever heard the Vart saying that Miyom Shecharav Beis Hamikdash, Ein leila kadosh baruch hu b'elamai eladal l'amash halacha b'levad. The deeper homiletical mystical interpretation is that miyayim shecharav beis hamikdash. What is the result of churban beis hamikdash? What is the symptom of the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? That Ein Leilai Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'Elam El-Dal Lama Shalalach Ha-Bavad. That we think that Hashem only exists in the Dal Lama Shalalach. That the world is devoid of His presence. That there could never be real synthesis between godliness and the world. Now apparently, you could see someone listening to this interpretation and saying this is absolute contrast to what the whole Gemara is trying to say. Chassidus, we know, is the soul of Torah. It's the soul of Gemara. Chassidus is the energy of Torah. Chassidus is not superimposed upon Torah, heaven forbid. And the Alter Rebbe is the one who crystallized this through his system. The Alter Rebbe, we discussed many times, is the one who is one of his main contributions was to synthesize the rational or rabbinic, as secular writers like to call it, and mystical streams of Torah into a unified, comprehensive program for life. Here in Tanya, according to this interpretation, the Baal Shem Tov's idea is crystal clear. Why ain't Leila Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'Elam El-Dal Lama Shalalach Ha-Bavad? Because the true nature of the world is that there's no world. Kula Kameka Leichashiv Mamish. But where is this truth expressed? Where is this truth that is relevant to the whole world? Where is this description of reality expressed? Where is it revealed? Where is it manifested? Without any concealments in the world, it's not manifested. In the Dalet Amash Lalach, in their literal interpretation, there we come to learn about Achdus Hashem concerning the whole world. So, Vak Dalet Rebbe, V'lachain, therefore, what's the result of all of this? He started this Perek with a goal in mind. If this truth can become part of our lives. So the Alter Rebbe began. The Avos, this was their life. The Nevi'im, this was their life. Moshe, this was their life. Matan Torah, it was a brief moment in history where this was their life. They had to make Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, it's in Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. V'lachein, therefore, Acher sheyami ka'adam achshavte. Be'inyin bitl anal kefi yecheltai. After one meditates deeply, according to his ability on the subject of this above-mentioned self-nullification, that the Alter Rebbe doesn't exempt you from. Meditating upon it, understanding it, connecting to it deeply, that everyone is capable of. So after you and I, we as individuals, meditate on this concept, Zeus Yashiv Eliboy, let now the person reflect in his heart as follows. And now the Alter Rebbe addresses us. Kimiyois katan sichli v'sheirish nishmasi. Mehach iliyos merkavu mishkan liichudiz baruch b'mislamitai. Since the capacity of my intelligence and of my soul's root is too limited to constitute a chariot and an abode for Hashem's unity in perfect truth, be'emes l'amitai. Maybe there is a moment of time that a Jew can experience it and does experience it. But be'emes l'amitai, something which is really true, the definition of truth is that it's consistent, it's all-pervading. My intelligence has the capacity of relating to reality in that way, nor is my soul so sensitive to the sublime to be in touch with that level of reality so I can understand it. But can I be a Merkava? No! Can I be a Mishkan to this Yichud Yisbarech that my personality and my feelings and my character should be an expression of this definition of reality? No. Why? May ach adeleis machshava deli tfiso masagas bay Yisbarech klalu klal shumasaga baylam. For my thought cannot grasp or apprehend his unity at all with any degree of comprehension in the world. Klal uklal not. V'loy shem etz men hu me'asagas aviz vanavim. Not an iota, in fact, of that which was grasped by the patriarchs and the prophets. They were actually Hashem's chariot. They were Hashem's abode by virtue of their awareness of Hashem's unity as they grasped it and comprehended and integrated it into their lives. But I cannot become a receptacle for this unity. I cannot open myself up to it. And since I cannot open myself up to it, on an experiential level, I cannot become that abode. So am I robbed from this emunah becoming part of my life? Zogda Alter Rebbe, ilazayz, this being so, es eloi mishkon omachin l'shiftai. Let me make for him a sanctuary and an abode. Hu ha'esik b'talmud Torah. Kefiya p'nai sheli b'kvisit em b'yema b'layla. By starting Torah at fixed times by day and by night, to the extent of my free time, kedas hanitna l'chol echad v'echad b'hilchas Talmud Torah, as stipulated by the halacha governing each individual situation set forth in the laws of Talmud Torah and Yeridaya, and Hilchas Talmud Torah discusses that every yid, based on his time and his occupation, has an obligation, a certain time, to learn Torah each day. As our sages put it in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tasamid Beis, afilu peirik echad shachris chuli. The Gemara says there that if you don't have an ability, you have to support your family, you could perform the mitzvah of layamur sefer haTorah azem mipicha. The Torah should not be removed from your mouth by day or by night through even one chapter in the morning and one at night. For someone who could not manage anymore, this is for him regarded as if he studied the Torah day and night, because the mitzvah of Torah is a mitzvah that pervades every moment of the day and the night. But a Jew has various responsibilities in the world, so that's why, based on his responsibilities, he has his time when he is obligated in Torah. Sometimes it could be Perek Echad Shachris or Perek Echad Arvis, one chapter in the morning and one chapter in the evening. But then, when he engages that time in Talmud Torah, the Jew runs to it because that's his sanctuary. That's the Arba Amis Shel Halacha, where Hashem's Achdus is expressed in its full intensity, in its full splendor. Thereby his heart shall rejoice and celebrate. With this, you should celebrate. And he should offer joyous thanks for his fortune with a sense of joy and gladness of his heart. For the fact that he merited to be the Almighty's host, his me'areyach, his host where Hashem comes and lives, twice every day through his Torah, study of Torah at least twice a day. Kefiya eis v'apnai shaloi, according to the extent of his available time. Kemasas yodei asher hirchiv Hashem loi, according to the capacity which Hashem has granted him. He has the unique merit of becoming Hashem's host, that Hashem's intimate presence, Hashem's intimate reality, dwells in his own space, because when a Jew is involved and occupies his time with Arba Amis Shel Halacha, in Torah, Hashem's Achdus is undiluted. So for the Jew, when he has a free time, the most natural thing is that he runs to the Gemara, that he runs to the Torah. That's where reality comes back to itself. That's where reality is not dysfunctional. That's where reality is restored to what it truly is. In Torah, he finds himself in the deepest way, his selflessness, Hashem's Achdus. But now the Alter Rebbe continues, according to this, we can have no relationship to this level of Yichud Yisbarach only when we learn. A Jew wants to connect it all day. Zagdal Terebbe, v'im yarchiv Hashem layayit. He should resolve that if Hashem will grant him a greater abundance of time, azay tahar yadayim yasef haimitz, then, to quote the Pasuk in Iyo, perik yud zayin, he whose hands are pure will increase his effort. Umachshava toiva chuli, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem, that Hashem reckons a good intention as an actual deed. So when he makes the resolve that if he would have time, he would study more. So that machshava toiva, Hashem actually deems as if he did it. So it's as if he studied all day. So since he's ready, if he would have the time, he would make a commitment to study another hour, another 5 hours. If he would mamash have the time, he would study 10 hours a day or 15 hours a day. So it's as if he studies that whole time, Torah. Machshava teva kadosh baruch hu mitzar fula maisa. So Yichud Achdus Hashem, Yichud is Baruch Hamiti, is part and parcel of his life. And the Alter Rebbe adds even more. This is all a resolve, which is as if he did it. But there's furthermore. There's much more. V'gam shar hayem kulei she'isik v'maso matan. Even during the remainder of the day, when he is engaged in business, he will be an abode for Hashem. What says an abode for Hashem? An abode where Hashem's essence dwells. How? He's involved in physicality. He's involved in the world, and his definition of the world is worldliness, existence. Meila, when you're learning Torah, you are speaking the words, you are thinking the thoughts that are expressive of Achdus Hashem. That's what Torah is. Those are the thoughts, those are the words that are occupying your space. Those are Ritzayne v'chachmase that are one with Him, in which He is unconcealed. Whether I experience when I'm learning Torah reality on that level is another question. Alter Rebbe said in Beit Chav Gimel, even if you don't experience, but that is what Torah is, and that's filling my space. That's the awesomeness of Arba Amos Shel Halacha. But here he adds, even when I'm involved in business, which in my life are not expressions of this reality, they cannot be. If they would be, it would be parchin ishmasan. Yiyamachin l'shifti yizbarach, he will be on a boat for Hashem. B'nesinus zedakah sheyitin miyigiyoi, by giving charity out of the proceeds of his labor. Shehi mimidaisav shalakadosh baruch, which zedakah is one of Hashem's attributes. Mahu rachem v'chul de gemara, it says in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, just as he is compassionate, so must you be compassionate. K'meshakasov b'tikunim in tikunei zayir, it says in the introduction to tikunei zayir, daf yud zayin, chesed rayim in the kindness is the right arm of Hashem, so to speak. In other words, the right arm of Hashem, it's one of Hashem's attributes, it's one of Hashem's modes of expression. So when I get involved in tzedakah, which I'm giving from the money that I earn, in the rest of the day, when I'm not learning, that constitutes an abode for the divinity, for godliness, because Chesed is one of Hashem's midos. Although the maximum you give is a fifth, halachically one has to give meiser, at least 10% of your earnings. The maximum Chazal say you should give is 20%, a fifth. So therefore, the other four parts, when you're involved in them, you're not a mishkan for Hashem's achdus. They are going to you for your personal needs. Harei zog d'alter Rebbe, achay mishmaili meikala arba yadis l'Hashem, li yismachin l'shifti yizbarach. That fifth, that one, gives to charity, elevates with it all the other four parts to Hashem, so that they too become an abode for Him. As is known in the statement of our sages, the Gemara says, that the mitzvah of charity is equivalent to offering all the sacrifices. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes, Rebbe Elazar said, that tzedakah is even greater than karbanos. So the Rebbe says, at least we see that tzedakah is equivalent to all of the sacrifices, uber karbanos. Now, in the case of sacrifices, it's known that hayakol hachay oilel Hashem aydei behem achas. All living creatures were elevated to Hashem through the offering of one animal. V'chol hatzimeach, and all the plants were elevated through aydei through isar and soilus echad balul b'shem and chuli. Through 1/10 of a measure of fine mel mixed with oil and so forth. Every day you brought a carbon tamid. In the morning, one sheep, in the evening, another sheep. So we know, as discussed in various places, that this one animal elevated the whole animal kingdom of the world. The mincha that came with it, the sarin silas echa that came from the produce of the earth, That came from the world of Tzemeach, from the botanic kingdom. So that 1/10 of a measure, a fine mel mixed with oil that was offered on the altar to Hashem, that elevated the whole botanic kingdom in the world. And then you had the daimim, the salt that was connected, was placed on every carbon, al kol karbon chatakiv melech, which comes from the inanimate matter, from the minerals, that elevated all inanimate substances of the universe. And then there was the person involved in the offering. So the Alter Rebbe says, similar, it's in tzedakah, which is equivalent to all the karbonis, that the 1/5 that you give for tzedakah redefine the nature of the other 4 yadis, of the other 4 parts that you use for your personal needs, whatever they may be. In other words, you could say as follows, when you give 1 chaimish to tzedakah, it redefines the definition of the money. It gives money hope. Money, we usually call the root of all evil. When a Jew gives 1/5 at maximum, for sure, when he gives 1/5 of his earnings to charity, he redefines the status of money, not just the money that he gave to charity. Money is something that is used for godliness. It gives hope to all the money. It spiritualizes the concept of money, which essentially, without a Jew's work, without a human being's endeavor, is a materialistic, egocentric phenomenon in the universe. So it redefines the arba yadis, just as the animal redefines the nature. It gives the animal kingdom hope. It spiritualizes it. It's not only a statement about itself. It's a statement about the other 4 parts as well. And furthermore, and here we'll finish, the Alter Rebbe finishes, Umilvad Zan, besides from all of this, Hari B'Shas, HaTorah V'Atfilah. During one's learning Torah and davening, praying, Oy L'Hashem, Kol Masha Achal V'Shasa, V'Nene Me'arba HaYadis Libriyas Gufay, all that one has eaten and drunk, and generally enjoyed for his bodily health, from the other 4/5 of his earnings, it's all elevated to Hashem through his Torah study and prayer. Which means all the ingredients and components that contributed to my prayer and learning, which includes all those substances for which purpose I used the other 4/5 that I didn't give away to a poor man in need. It includes the food that I eat and the drinks that I have drunk that gave me the energy and the fuel that allow me to pray and to learn and so forth. It includes the garments that I wear, the nurture that I nurture myself, the home that I dwell in, and all of the other components and ingredients which contributed to the Torah and Tefillah. So all of them are imbued with transcendence. All of them are divested from their corporal, egotistical husk, and they are redefined as vehicles and as instruments which are fueling man's spiritual life. Man's life, which is his connection to Hashem. Man's life, which is connecting him to the true reality, to Achdus Hashem. So thus, they are all restored to themselves. So in addition to the first element he explained, that by giving the 5th, portion, the fifth of your earnings to charity, all the other 4 are being sublimated. Besides that, even those other elements which are used for your own, your personal needs, when you engage in a spiritual life, they have contributed. That's why emphasis labriyas gufay. They were enjoyed for health that's needed for avedas Hashem, versus for self-indulgence, which is devoid from spirituality. Yeah. Does it include also the electricity of the machines that manufacture the food and the people that were involved in it and so on and so forth? Absolutely, yes. This is a topic discussed in chapter 7, and that will be discussed later in chapter 9. If you remember, in chapter 7 he explained that's the nature of Klipas Naiga. The nature of Klipas Naiga is that it could be sublimated to holiness. It becomes a tool and an instrument for holiness. So that is what he's adding here. So this is the Alter Rebbe's resolution, following chapter 33, where a Jew invigorates himself with this emunah that he's intimately close with Hashem, where does he go from here? So now the Alter Rebbe continues chapter 34, where do you go from here? How real can this truth become in your life? Become in your personality? Zog the Alter Rebbe, the first and primary thing is Arba Amas Shel Halacha. Torah. Learning Torah. The more the Jew learns, the more he's connected to the Sachtas Hashem. Each Jew has his time. And then even the rest of the day, through the means he discussed above. You want to know? That's a very interesting diyuk. You're saying when it comes to Torah, he says that ila zayis asalei mishkan o machin l'shifta yehu esek b'talmud Torah. When my life becomes saturated with Torah, I become a mishkan and a machin l'shifta. Later, by tzedakah, when he discusses what tzedakah does for you, he only says yehu machin l'shifta yisbarach. Or again, ma'ale me'kol arba yadis l'shem liyis machin l'shifta yisbarach. That's a very interesting diyuk, which would mean that it doesn't have the same intensity as Torah. Through Torah, you become a mishkan, and as Taka the Gemara says in Brachis, Mishnecharav, Beis Hamikdash, Ein Leila Kadosh Baruch Hu Beilamel Dalad Amis El Halacha Bilvad. So, what assumes the definition of Beis Hamikdash Mishkan? V'asul Mikdash Zog the Gemara in Shavuos Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. That's Dalad Amis El Halacha Bilvad. That level of presence that existed in Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's in Dalet Amas Shel Halacha. And if you recall, we won't get into it at the moment, in Perich of Gimel, the Rebbe explains that there's an awesome difference between how Torah expresses Hashem's unity and how mitzvahs express Hashem's unity. That he discussed in chapter 23. So, even though Tzedakah is even beyond that because it expresses an attribute of Hashem, but nevertheless, it's not the Mishkan-like Torah. But the common denominator in all of them is that these are all the opportunities and the method that the Jew introduces into her life through which he creates spaces in space and in time where his identity and his world become an expression of Hashem's Achdus, where he becomes a Mishkan, where Hashem's intimate presence and essence is revealed and expressed. Have a wonderful week. Thank you. Next week there'll be a shiur, but the week afterwards there won't be a shiur for 1 week. I'm going to be out of town for the week. So next week we're going to meet, but the next week afterwards, just in case some of you don't come next week, I'm saying the week afterwards, for 1 week, there won't be a shiur. Yeah.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is chassidus.com.